Some TV trivia now from 50 years ago. Can you guess what program won Emmys for Best Comedy Series, Best Actor, Best Comedian, Best Comedy Writer, and Best Director in 1956? Well, here's a hint. The program was The Phil Silvers Show, also known as You'll Never Get Rich, and best remembered as the show with Sergeant Bilko.
This platoon, that's you, led by Sergeant E. Bilko, that's me, will leave at 0900 on foot, carrying full pack tents, field equipment, and proceed 20 miles to Bivouac Area B, known locally as Biddleman Swamp. Tip! Dismissed! Put me on the sick list. I'll be in the hospital in 15 minutes.
50 years ago, American viewers fell in love with a sneaky character who cheated his fellow non-commissioned officers, roiled the brass, and conned the men under him at Fort Baxter, Kansas.
Hi, Mrs. Ritzick. Hi, Rupert.
Stay away from him, Rupert.
Well, I just heard that he's leaving the Army. I mean, after all, we've been together 15 years.
15 years, and you're milking him out of every dime with those bets. Oh. Stay away from him, Rupert.
Now, Rupert, did you actually say you didn't want me at your farewell party?
Yes, that's exactly what he said.
Without a goodbye?
That's right. He's through making bets with you. He's got $400 saved up, and you're not going to get that on any bet with him because he's going to keep every cent of it.
That's it. Is this true? You heard me.
The show was filmed for CBS TV in New York. Its star was a comedian, a middle-aged, balding, loud man with thick glasses.
It was tailored for the talent of Phil Silvers, who came up through burlesque and vaudeville and was a major comedic talent.
That's Paul Brownstein, who's produced a collection of Sergeant Bilko episodes that's being released this week.
CBS put him together with a man named Nat Hiken, and they spent about a year developing this program.
I just assumed incorrectly that a show from the mid-1950s that began at that time would be a very simple shot. There wouldn't be a lot of interesting angles on the show. Not true. Not true. It's actually directed quite sophisticatedly.
I was totally surprised at how well they held up. A lot of television from the 50s is frankly not very fast-paced, but maybe it was the cadence of Phil's staccato talk, but the scripts work. It's just that it wasn't boring. That was the thing. I was surprised that the shows moved.
Attention, Sergeant Bilko. Where is the Colonel's staff car? Report at once.
Sergeant Bilko, where are your daily worksheets? Report to the company clerk at once.
Now I ask you, how can a man think with that racket going on? Paparelli, fix it.
Sergeant Bilko, report at once to the...
All fixed. All right, man. What do you got?
Two pair, jacks and nines.
I got three queens.
What do you got, Sarge?
Well,
I got a full house.
Some people say, tell your fortune with cards. Bilko just takes it.
No, man, please. When you play cards with me, you don't lose money. You learn a trade.
Yeah, this is not an anthropological exercise, watching these to see what it was like in 1956. It's funny. It's funny stuff to look at now. When this show began in the mid-1950s, a huge number of the adult males, in any case, in the audience, had been in the armed services, either in the Second World War or in Korea. They were seeing an army that was supposed to, in some way, ring true to them. And I gather many people felt it did ring true to them.
There was a Bilko on every post, or so we're told. But what they found when Bilko was on, enlistments went up in this country. And guys evidently signed up, figuring that it would be like it was at Fort Baxter.
I thought it would be just one long card game.
Right.
If there were one episode of the show that you would recommend to a viewer who hasn't seen it or who's totally forgotten it, which is the one show you would say?
It's called The Court Martial. It's The Court Martial of Harry Speakup is the full title. And what it is, they're trying to speed up the enlistment process. And through a little twist of sitcom magic, they end up inducting a chimp into the army.
Will you tell the court what happened at exactly 1400 hours on the 16th day of June?
Yes, sir. I was going into the storeroom to get some apples for the Waldorf salad. I reach for an apple when all of a sudden this monkey comes in.
Objection! Objection!
I object to the use of the derogatory word monkey when referring to my defendant.
You object?
Well, really, sir, until this court rules otherwise, the defendant is a private in the United States Army.
That's right.
As a kid, that was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life when I saw that show.
There's one that took me, and it's called The Revolutionary War. And what it is they discover a journal, and Bilko had an ancestor who was on General Washington's staff. And what you have is Bilko in costume, flim-flamming General George Washington.
When Washington decided to cross the Delaware and attack the Hessians at Trenton, I was in charge of all the boats.
Men, get your tickets for that great crossing, friends. You want to have some fun. You want to have some gaiety across the river. Listen to that music. Wine, women, Hessian girls. All right, men, are only $30.
$30.
Yes,
Major Bilko, I just must be in the first boat with the general. I told everybody.
Everybody wants to be in the general boat. It's crowded, I tell you. I can't put everybody... Look, for $20, I can put you in one of the smaller boats you like in a lovely crowd. Very intimate group. Here, Benji, fix them up. All right, friends, all right. You don't want to go to Trenton. Okay, I got 2 round-trip tickets to Camden. What about it?
The upshot of which is Bilko sold, or his ancestor sold, all of the seats on the boat going across the Delaware, which is why George Washington was standing up in the boat.
So it's my understanding that if Phil Silvers had wanted to continue doing this, or Nat Hiken had wanted to continue doing it was very successful at the time the series ended. They could have kept on doing it, couldn't they?
This is a group that decided when it was time to say, we are done. It wasn't like they got canceled for low ratings. Mm-hmm. And the other thing was they kept winning Emmy Awards. It was time to let somebody else win some Emmys also.
That's Paul Brownstein, producer of the Phil Silvers Show 50th Anniversary Edition. Phil Silvers died in 1985.
Sergeant Bilko, what are you doing?
Well, we had a little spare time and I was elating the men on the workings of the rifle. You see, sir, I always feel that idle hands are the devil's tools.
Something wrong somewhere.
Wrong?
I don't know, heard that there's a big game going on in this barracks.
Game? Gambling in my barracks?
Hey, Bilko! Here's a buck. Can I get in the game now?
You can see Sergeant Bilko at work, and also the chimp who joined the army, in clips from the Phil Silvers Show. They're at our website, npr.org.